Okay, welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm here with Sydney Clevenger from the University of Arizona. Hi, Sydney. Welcome to KXCI. Tell us a little bit about your program. What are you doing at the University of Arizona?
The topic of my research involves the impact of land use on microbial communities in the leaf surfaces of the mesquite tree and the root-associated soil. I chose to center my research around the mesquite tree because it has a pretty unique ability to fix atmospheric nitrogen in the soil, which is pretty critical for primary productivity in dryland soils because they're typically severely nitrogen deficient. The mesquite trees essentially provide an island of ideal conditions for plant growth, which helps establish the patchwork of vegetation that makes up a desert ecosystem. So I'm using the mesquite tree as a constant while assessing above and below ground microbial communities in different land uses. Specifically, I'm studying unmanaged or natural areas, grazing areas, and urban areas. So in Santa Rita Experimental Range, they have this decades-long experiment with controlled grazing. So they have a herd of cattle. There's large herds and small herds, and they rotate them around the Santa Rita Experimental Range. So I am assessing two different pastures in the SRER. One is heavy grazing and one is light grazing.
Yeah. And so when you talk about looking at the soil microbial ecology and community, what exactly will you be doing?
We sampled from the soil and the phyllosphere, which is just the leaves of the mesquite tree. We isolated that DNA, sent it out for sequencing. We did some statistical analyses for the effect of land use on the richness and diversity of microbial communities, as well as their functional diversity in the different land uses.
You're going to have a master's degree in environmental science from the U of A. What are you going to do next?
I'm planning on working for some form of government administration, most likely in the Phoenix area, probably related to water resources or environmental quality, because both of my parents are retired now, but they both worked for the city of Mesa. My dad worked as the director of transportation and then later as the director of water resources, and my mom worked for the solid waste management department.
Following the family business of protecting the environment through city government, right on, city and state government?
Yeah.
Right on, right on. I'm assuming you got to drive out to these fields. You're in the laboratory setting. Do you listen to any music? What's your favorite band, tune, or sequence of sounds that you've been jamming out to lately?
I generally listen to R&B or alternative R&B. Daniel Caesar, Brent Faiyaz, Willow. But I also love Billie Eilish, so I guess pop music too.
Right on, Sydney. Well, it's been a pleasure learning more about your research, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.